Moderna CEO Stefan Barnsell has been caught admitting to his friends at the World Economic Forum that his company produced 100,000 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine in 2019, before the pandemic started. And while that little revelation is shocking enough, Barnsell was just getting started. In the revealing footage from the World Economic Forum, Barnsell also let slip that he had foreknowledge of a little something called the COVID pandemic. Make no mistake, this is proof from the horse's mouth that Moderna and the Big Pharma cartel were complicit in planning the pandemic so that they could push the global elite's depopulation drug on the masses. According to Barnsell, he shocked his staff in 2019 by telling them that production of the mystery vaccine they had been working on would need to increase to 1 billion doses in the next year because, and I quote, there is going to be a pandemic.
Let's talk about vaccine development, because we've heard how it happened obviously with COVID-19 starting from 2022 and how extraordinary the process was also in terms of the speed. How is development, adoption and scaling of vaccine going on when it comes for different variants and subvariants? Because this is one of the big concerns as we're all here now and we're discussing, we understand the context and this is a great deal.
Sure. Well, good morning and thank you for having me on the panel. So the great news versus 2020, where we are today, is we have manufacturing capacity. As Seth knows, when the pandemic happened, Moderna had made 100,000 doses in 2019 for the whole year. And I remember walking after Davos into the office of my head of manufacturing and I say, how we make 1 billion doses next year? And they look at me a bit funny, say, what? I say, we need to make 1 billion doses next year. There's going to be a pandemic.
Increasing production from 100,000 to 1 billion was one hell of a bet from the Moderna CEO. But then it's always a good bet when you know what's going to happen. While Pfizer has been hogging the limelight of late, thanks to the undercover journalism of Project Veritas, the story of Moderna and their COVID response is actually far more revealing about the real origins of COVID-19. Conclusive evidence that we have not been told the truth about the origins of COVID emerged when scientists found genetic material patented by Moderna in 2016 in the virus's spike protein. The team of international researchers identified a tiny snippet of code in the COVID virus that's identical to part of a gene patented by Moderna a whole 3 years before the pandemic began. According to researchers, there is a 1 in 3 trillion chance of this coincidence occurring naturally. The Moderna patented genetic code was discovered in SARS-CoV-2's unique furin cleavage site, the part that makes it so effective at infecting people and separates it from other coronaviruses. Records show Moderna filed the patents for the genetic code in February 2016, years before COVID-19 was discovered, as part of its cancer research division. Stefan Barnsell squirmed like a rat when he was put on the spot on Fox Business and asked to explain why genetic material patented by Moderna in 2016 is present in the COVID-19 virus's spike protein. Fox News host Maria Bartiromo asked Barnsell to explain how a tiny chunk of DNA that matches a sequence patented by Moderna 3 years before the pandemic began was found in COVID. Listen carefully to Barnsell's answer, or should I say non-answer. He simply has no possible excuse for why his company patented a tiny chunk of genetic code later found in the virus that supposedly did not exist in 2016.
I've got to end on this story that has been circulating. No doubt you saw it about the origins of COVID. We've all been trying to understand how this started and whether or not this did come from a lab in Wuhan. Let me ask you what the Daily Mail is reporting. It says more evidence COVID was tinkered with in a lab. Now scientists find the virus contains a tiny chunk of DNA that matches sequence patented by Moderna 3 years before the pandemic began. Your reaction, Stefan, what can you tell us?
So my scientists are looking into those data to see how accurate they are or not. As I've said before, the hypothesis of an escape from a lab by an accident is possible. You know, human makes mistakes. So is it possible that the Wuhan lab in China was working on viruses enhancement or gene modification? And then there was an accident where somebody was infected in the lab and then infected their families and friends. It is possible. On the claim you just mentioned, the scientists are analyzing to know if it's real or not.
Yeah, I mean, I was struck by the line, it matched a genetic sequence patented by Moderna for cancer research purposes, Stefan.
Yeah, and that's the type of things that the team is looking at very carefully to know is it real or not.
Okay.
So it takes a bit of time to analyze all the genetic sequence.
You can clearly see that Maria Bartiromo knows that something is wrong, very wrong, with this information, but she isn't quite willing to swallow the red pill just yet. Which is understandable because it would be a life-changing decision for her. It would certainly spell the end for her career in mainstream media, for one. But for anybody who isn't controlled by a mainstream media corporation, the decision is obvious. You can take the blue pill and attempt to convince yourself that it's just a massive coincidence, a 1 in 3 trillion coincidence, and go on with your life living in blissful ignorance. Or you can take the red pill and accept that they were prepared for the pandemic with their mRNA vaccine technology in advance, and they knew the effect their vaccines would have on humanity. For the record, numerous studies have shown a clear link between Moderna's COVID vaccine and the litany of heart-related complications that are on the increase around the world. Young and healthy people are suddenly dying of heart-related causes at an unprecedented rate. Which makes it very interesting that Moderna CEO Stefan Barnsell told Sky News about his new mRNA injectable that will grow back new blood vessels and revascularize the heart. Describing the mRNA injectables as therapy and science fiction medicine, Barnsell touted the developments as super exciting, before acknowledging that the jab will inject mRNA into people's hearts. Oh gee, what could possibly go wrong?
We have now in a clinic a super exciting program when we inject mRNA in people's heart after heart attack to grow back new blood vessels to help revascularize the heart. So it's a bit like science fiction medicine, but that's what is really exciting to me.
But the other side of this is that right now Moderna, though it has this pipeline, has one commercial product, and that's the Spikevax. That's the actual COVID vaccination. So that's the irony of COVID, is it really has in some ways allowed you to go and develop these other areas because of the revenues that came through the door.
You're 100% right.
As the interviewer pointed out, it's worth keeping in mind that Moderna did not have a single product brought to market before the elites gave them free rein with the COVID-19 vaccine. All of their previous products were deemed too dangerous for human trials. Which makes some of Bill Gates' recent statements even more disturbing. According to Gates, who was interviewed on British TV, normal human safety trials were compromised.
As I understand it then, from what you're saying, is that it may be that there needs to be some compromise in some of the safety measures that would normally be expected to create a vaccine because time is so crucial.
Well, of course, if you want to wait and see if a side effect shows up 2 years later, that takes 2 years.
These really are experimental vaccines. But should we really be surprised? After all, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who also made an absolute fortune out of the pandemic, also seemed to know all the details in advance, including the timeline.
The topic today is the issue of pandemic preparedness. And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak.
They were all in on the greatest crime against humanity we have ever seen. There is more than enough evidence out there. People would just prefer not to see it. They are choosing to take the blue pill. But more and more people are beginning to wake up as the evidence becomes overwhelming.